Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dream is now on the bench. We're excited about Devin Haney. The guy's got lightning hands. I mean, this guy's as fast as a fly in your kitchen. The guy is raking and winning and knocking dudes out, and he's fighting at the Hulu Theater on in New York, what, Friday night? Carver High, is that when the fight is?
Yes.
I'm excited to have Devin Haney on the bench. How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
My man. So, first thing I wanted to ask you is, you ended up going down, obviously, to Tijuana to fight when you were 17. They wouldn't let you fight in the States. You turned pro, you went down there. But before you started kicking everybody's ass down there because you were better than everybody and had talent just oozing out of your hands, you had and after that, you had sparred with guys like Porter and Money. So you were training and sparring with Money for his fight with McGregor that summer a couple years ago. It was about 2 years ago. And you said you just learned boatloads from both of those guys, especially Money. What was that like for you to be able to have those experiences?
It was a hell of an experience. You know, I was blessed for that opportunity, especially at such a young age. Sparring Floyd, it was crazy. It was a crazy confidence booster because I feel like if I could go in there and I could hold my own with him, I could, you know, hold my own with anybody. So my confidence was at a sky high after that.
What did he tell you about your talent and skills when it was done?
He told me that, you know, if I stay focused, I was going to be the future of boxing.
Wow. And what did Sean Porter, who's got heavy hands, say to you? And what was it like working with him? Because he'll knock your head off.
Pretty much the same thing. I was fine with him since I was 14, so I was like 16. So he gave me loads of knowledge. You know, he gave me, you know, a lot of wisdom. And you know, he prepared me for, you know, anybody because he was much bigger than me at the time.
So Devin Haney with us, the lightweight. He's fighting in New York at the Hulu Theater coming up here Friday. Let me ask you, so you're that's really raw at a young age that they threw you to the lions, and you, like, laughed and took all of it in and kind of reveled in it. Like, my God, you're training and sparring with guys. You're 14 years old, and they're already, like, pros. Like, whose idea was that? Your dad's, your trainer? Who was it, Hearn? Who did that to you?
You know, pretty much I was advanced at such a young age that the guys at my age, I couldn't spar them because it was just so easy for me. So for me to need a challenge, I needed to spar, you know, guys with more experience, bigger guys, so I could get better. And that's what I feel like, you know, helped me get to the level that I'm at now. You know, me, you know, sparring with those guys and getting that experience.
So you're fighting on Friday night, as we said, against Zaur Abdullayev. And I have to ask you, who the hell is that? And what are you going to do to him besides terrorize his night? Because I've never seen anything like your feet and hands. I mean, except for Money. I mean, you really are the fastest dude in boxing right now, and I love watching you fight. You're going to kill this guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Zaur, he's a tough, you know, Russian opponent. You know, not a lot of people know him, but he's in the boxing world. You know, he's known, you know, for being a tough competitor. He's undefeated, and he's the guy who's going to get me. He's a mandatory. He's the guy who's going to get me to you know, the world title and the big fights. So I can't underestimate him. I got to go in there and do my thing and terrorize it, like you said.
So at the end of the day, Friday night, you'll be the WBC lightweight interim champ if you handle your business. And I know that you're going to handle your business. And I also know that you're licking your chops because you know you're going to have a belt on Friday night. So you are hungry as a mother Pharreller, aren't you?
Say it again for me. I couldn't hear you.
I said you're as hungry as a lion for that WBC interim belt you're going to get Friday night. Don't tell me you're not going to get that belt on Friday.
Of course. You know, this is a huge opportunity for me. I'm blessed for this opportunity, and I got to go in there and seize the moment. You know, this means everything. And, you know, when I win this is like fighting for the world title because if Lomachenko vacates, then his belt bumps up to the actual world title. So this is everything right now. And and I'm prepared mentally and physically.
So, Devin Haney with us, The Dream. Devin, they're saying that after Lomachenko destroyed Luke Campbell, that he's going to fight, according to Suleiman, the WBC president, that he's going to fight the Comey Teofimo Lopez winner and not you. Would you have to wait for that fight and you would get the next fight with Lomachenko, or what do you want?
That's in the talks. That's what it's looking like. You know, after that fight, he has to, you know, the fight is mandatory, which will be me. So, but, you know, until then, I'm going to keep making my defenses for the interim title and fight people that they put in front of me. Whoever they put in front of me, I'm just going to, you know, keep beating them. And if I can't get the shot at 135, I'll move up to 140.
You know, I heard you even said you can beat Lomachenko point blank, period. You're done listening to anybody tell you otherwise. You want a piece of him now. And meanwhile, a lot of people think he's one of the three best fighters in the world. So you're having none of that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course not. You know, I trust my talent. I feel like, you know, I think he's the top guy. Lomachenko is one of the top guys. So I'm ready to test my skills, you know, and show the world that Devin Haney is the top guy.
So let me ask you this question. So you grew up in Oakland and then moved to Vegas. So, like, in your young youth fighting years, it was mostly in Vegas. But when you were chilling in Oakland in the East Bay, styling, were you pimping the Raiders as a kid?
I like the Raiders, but when I was coming up, the Raiders weren't all that good. But of course, you know, I'm still a Raiders fan. That's the home team. And now they're coming to Vegas, which I actually live in Vegas. So it seemed like the Raiders are following me around a little bit.
Right. So I lived in San Francisco and in Vegas, and I'm in Vegas all the time. So do you like the Warriors?
Of course. And
do you think that the NBA should be in Las Vegas like the NHL is?
That would be crazy. The games would be crazy. I think Vegas should get a basketball team, but I think pretty soon we will, because, you know, we're getting all other teams, football, hockey, and all that. So I think pretty soon we'll get a basketball team.
How great is it for you, Devin Haney, to fight at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, it's like I said, this is everything for me. This is the biggest fight of my career. This is a huge opportunity. I never thought that I would be fighting here this young, this fast, but, you know, it's my time now. Now it's time for me to seize the moment and, you know, and put on a great performance and you know, give the fans a good show.
Yeah, so I got to ask you, like, I've been to a lot of the, I go to all the fights, right? So I'm the fight guy. I do every big fight for PBC and Showtime. And I've been at a lot of the Spence fights, Pacquiao fights, you name it. I've been to 30 Floyd fights, and I've seen your work. But what do you think of that guy Spence? He's facing Porter in L.A. in the end of the month at Staples. I know you look up to guys like that. Spence is a badass, and so are you. You got to respect and appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, me and him are good friends. I think he's a monster, and I think he's going there, and he's going to beat, you know, Sean Porter fairly easy. I think early is going to be, you know, a tough fight because, you know, Sean Porter always comes to fight, and he's going to make it ugly in the beginning, but I think Spence will make the adjustment and, you know, break him down and win by unanimous decision.
How has it been for you working with Hearn and his people?
Oh, it's been great. You know, everything has been falling into place. They're a great team to work with, and I'm happy for the future.
So where do you train? And is it all in Vegas that you do your training for the fight, or where did you train for this fight?
Half of my training camp I did in San Carlos at the Spec facility with Victor Conti, and then half of my training camp I did back in Vegas.
So now you're in New York ready for the fight. Are you liking being in the Big Apple?
Of course, yeah. I've been getting a lot of love here, a lot of media. It's pretty cool. I can't wait to the fight. And then, you know, and after the fight, I should enjoy the city. So I'm excited.
Hey, listen, you're a badass. I like watching you. You're going to be a rock star, kid, and I'll be rooting for you. Thanks for coming on the bench, and good luck Friday night. And we'll have you on again when you fight Lomachenko. Knock him dead on Friday, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for bringing me on the show.
My man, Devin Haney, The Dream from Las Vegas, fighting at the Hulu Theater in New York on Friday night. And he's got a Zaur Abdullayev on the card. And the guy's not bad. They're both good fighters. This is a huge fight at New York's Garden on DAZN.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.